Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, week six has passed us and teams are starting to show us if they're really contenders or pretenders. Nick, take it away.
Giants, Patriots, Thursday night football. The expected outcome.
Yeah.
So, the expected outcome, but a little bit of a crazy first
half. It was a rough. So yeah. I'll say this. That game and the first half of the Redskins game has really started worrying me. I think that the Patriots defense is... I get it. They're not playing talented teams, but I do think they're the real deal just with the team. I think they're still a solid defense, but the offense really worries me a little because one of the touchdowns for the Patriots was on for the Giants was a turnover, right? A fumble return? Yeah. So, I mean, the offense still has a lot and it's not helping that like Josh Gordon got injured. But I think that Philip Dorsett might be healthy, but Josh Gordon might be hurt, and that could worry me a little. And same with I feel bad for Sony Michel because he ran really well, but those goal line carries with Brady. I think that the Patriots offense, they're pretty used to, you know, fixing stuff and having different players, but I think that losing Gronk has kind of muddied it up a little. So I think that they're still figuring out how they want to play. Because last year they were so run heavy, but this year they're pass heavy. But I think that they still want to run the ball.
So you being the Patriots fan, I do want to hear your take on this because I feel like based on the Patriots schedule, it is a possibility for them to maybe go 16-0. They have the Jets and Browns coming up, which I think are easy games. But then they have the tough stretch at the Ravens, at the Eagles, Cowboys, Texans, and then Chiefs.
Schedule I don't want to think man. Undefeated at all.
You take those tough games each at a time. The Ravens, I think they're definitely the better team than the Ravens. And the Eagles and Cowboys are.
But in Baltimore, it could be rough.
It could be.
In Philly, same. Dallas, I think we get that one because I think that, and we'll talk about it later, but I think we're learning a lot about Dallas.
Yeah, speaking of pretenders.
Yeah, we're learning a lot about the Cowboys.
Chiefs, I think, are the two ones.
Yeah, I think those two are going to be interesting for our defense because and the Eagles game, too, and kind of the Ravens game, but I think we'll be able to manage that. But I think that the defense is solid, but it really does worry me when we're going to play. We don't really play any tough defenses, luckily. Maybe just the Jets and Bills, and even then,
Texans
that's not
have
too much to worry.
Defense.
Yeah, but I think that it's just going to be keeping pace with those teams, with the Chiefs and the Texans and Eagles. I think it's just keeping up with them. I'm not worried about the Cowboys that too much as much as I was earlier in the season. But I think undefeated is a possibility. I don't think it'll be done. But I do worry a little about the offense. Like I said, the defense doesn't worry me because I think that, Bill's shown that he has a magical bag of tricks when it comes to dissect. I mean, look at Jared Goff, man. Like, Bill wasn't the man who had the blueprint, but I think that just he's exposed Jared Goff in a way and maybe McVay's offense in a way. So I think that, yeah, the defense is for real, but I think that the offense needs a lot of work.
For me, I'd be surprised if the Patriots lose more than three games this year. I'd be
shocked. Absolutely.
Well, I think that, for me, the losable games are maybe the Ravens because I think that one could go wild. It just truly depends on how the Patriots handle Lamar Jackson. Because even when you take away his passing game, he's a run. He could literally be a running back if his offense needs him to.
Yeah.
The Eagles game. I mean, there's some more. To me, there's a little more about that game just because we lost them in the Super Bowl. So I want us to win that game. Yeah, yeah. But, I think Tom will probably be able to handle that secondary very well if they continue looking how they are. So I think that keeping up with the Eagles, yeah, Ravens, Eagles, Texans, Chiefs are the games I'm worried about. Maybe that week 16 against the Bills we already played at. But I think that second game against the Bills, maybe, because it's week 16, right? By then, if we have it locked up, maybe we lose that one. But I think that one's a tricky one. Other than that, I'm not too worried about our schedule. All
right.
We got it. Yeah, we were really.
I'm
going
to cut you off now. We don't need to hear about the Patriots. This is enough. They did. They won 35-14. For anybody curious in the score, the Panthers and they were across the pond 9:30 a.m. kickoff. They won 37-26 over the Buccaneers. Jameis Winston had a career high in interceptions.
Jameis Winston was terrible. His first throw of the game was an interception as well.
I believe his last throw of the game was also an interception.
It was. He started and ended with an interception. And, you know, Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston, he could be done. I think he's in a contract year this year.
He is. Him and Mariota are both in a contract year.
It'd be interesting to see how much a team will pay either of those players next year, because they will get paid. It's just going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Okay. Can you believe we wasted valuable life minutes arguing about who is better between Winston and
that
Mariota?
That tweet is really good, man.
Can you believe that?
Well, didn't they play each other in?
They played each other.
Yeah.
And Winston looked like trash, and Mariota looked really good.
Winston threw a pick, his first pass.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Jameis worries me a lot, because there are times where he plays really well. There are times where he plays horrendously, and it's just there's no in between.
Yeah.
And I think that it'd really be nice if, you know, they had in between, but they don't. And the Panthers, you know, they won because, yeah, Jameis gifted them the game.
Me and Johan have a topic we want to discuss with this. Before we do that, I do want to get into the other parts of the Panthers. The Panthers pretty much, this was a huge game to go 4-2 instead of 3-3. And for all intents and purposes, I thought the season was over when the Panthers dropped to 0-2. It looked pretty bleak. Especially with Cam being injured. And then, of course, Kyle Allen stepped in, led the Panthers to 4 straight wins. And now to get into what me and Johan would like to discuss, it's the debate on if the Panthers should be done with Cam or if they should ride out with Kyle Allen the rest of the season.
Yeah, and so I think we're both in agreement that Cam should be the starter. I mean, I'm not the Panthers fan, but I've always thought that Cam Newton has always had an unfair I've always think he's had an unfair treatment in the NFL just by refs not giving him calls, and just by analysts who they look at him as just a big beefy linebacker.
There's even Panther fans that don't respect Cam Newton,
who has somewhat of an arm. I think that Cam's just been disrespected because in reality, and we talked about this earlier in the year. I mean, he's never had the proper tools to, like, he's had Steve Smith. That's fine. But he's never had, like, the proper tools to work with on offense. If you want to give Kyle Allen the credit, go ahead. But I'm going to credit Christian McCaffrey before I credit Kyle Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
Your offense is literally being carried by Christian McCaffrey. He's looking like – I have bias, and I've said it millions of times. My favorite team is the Patriots. I love Tom Brady. My favorite player in the NFL is Russell Wilson. He's my MVP at the moment because of, like, the volume that he had, like, the quantity of throws that he has, the volume, the way that offense is run, and the things that he does is just crazy. But I think that, like, Christian McCaffrey for sure is an MVP candidate. And if it wasn't such a big quarterback award, then I think that he could probably win it because he's just doing so many things. When he's not running the ball well, he can just catch the ball, and he's a dependable receiver. And I just think that it's unfair to say that Cam is – like, Cam's not healthy. And, like, I'm not going to say Cam Newton's the greatest quarterback. He's not even, like, an amazing thrower, but he's solid. And the thing is that he does more things than just pass. He could do really well with running. And I just think that that offense is a lot more dynamic when Cam's in.
Yeah.
I get it. You could have a game manager if you want. That's fine. You could win it the same way that the Broncos won it 4 years ago. That's fine. You could try that. But I think you have a game manager in Kyle Allen at the moment. He's also in his second season, right? He could probably develop into a really good quarterback. But I think that with Cam, you're probably a lot more dynamic on offense. And I don't think, you know, other than the Texans, but the Texans haven't even had that great of a defense. And the Buccaneers are also not that great of a secondary. I don't think, has Kyle Allen even had a really big challenge?
I mean, I would say his biggest challenge was definitely the Texans game. And, you know,
I mean, the Jaguars, Jalen Ramsey's out. So, you know, Jalen Ramsey, they haven't looked good. They haven't had a great secondary.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, definitely the toughest game the Panthers had to play was at Houston during this stretch. The rest of the games were very winnable. And as you were saying with Cam Newton making the offense more dynamic, I mean, Because when Cam Newton's in, you have to factor in him running the football. And him with Christian McCaffrey, like, that's a pretty awesome running tandem right there. And, you know, I think the Panthers' ceiling with Cam Newton is definitely much higher than what it is with Kyle Allen. Panthers are 4-2, but even if Kyle Allen starts the rest of the season, they're probably a fringe playoff team, and I really don't see much more after that. Cam Newton's shown he can lead a team to the Super Bowl, and I think this team has more offensive talent than what it did in 2015 when the Panthers made it. But I will say
– I was reading an article – oh,
no, go ahead. No, go for it. Go for it.
I was reading an article that was also – I think it was from Panthers Wire. So I think, like, I forgot. The Daily Win, I think, is the website. And they have – it's like SB Nation kind of. But they were talking about how the Panthers also have been benefited by a big thing, which is they finally have a defense again, yeah, which they didn't last year.
Exactly.
And that helps a lot. You could win – you could win with decent quarterback play if your defense is really good. Look at Chicago.
Yeah.
Look at if you want an example. Look at the Broncos from a few years ago. It's possible to win with a great defense. Well, hang on. And that's the thing that Cam hasn't kind of had these last.
Your examples for a second. What Chicago win?
I'm not saying that. No, I'm saying that it's possible to win. Like,
but with what? Win regular season games? Sure. I mean, the Broncos won the damn Super Bowl.
Bears
lost in a wild card round.
Man. But what I'm saying is it's possible to win games. I get it. I'm not saying that everybody
– The Bears don't have that.
Yeah.
The Bears have subpar quarterback
That's true. Last year, Trubisky was not as bad, though.
Booty cheeks.
Trubisky was – I don't know what happened to him, but he was decent last year. This year, he's been horrible. I think that you could win with decent quarterback play or average quarterback play and a good defense. But I think that – with Cam, the things that he can do, and I get it, he can't make some of the throws that other quarterbacks can, but he can sure get himself out of a mess. Or, I mean, that Tampa Bay, even the Tampa Bay game, the first game, we all thought injured Cam, I'm still running it up the middle. Like, he still has a lot of athleticism, and I get it, his athleticism will leave him one day. But I still think he's a solid quarterback, and this year you have a good defense, and you have Christian McCaffrey looking like an MVP, and you're going to need to take the load off McCaffrey at some point.
Yeah.
He's somewhat hurt, man. And it's not I'm telling y'all, I've said this a bunch of times this year. Christian McCaffrey is going to get hurt if he keeps playing if they keep him going at this pace, or it's going to affect him in the future. And he better pull up asking for a Brinks truck, two of them, once it's time, because they're running him hard. And man, that's my thing. I just think that Cam should start. And I'm not even the Panthers fan. I totally took away anything you wanted to say.
But, like, one thing with Kyle Allen, he hasn't really had to go out and win a game. Like, you look at the Panthers have pretty much controlled most of these games. So who knows how Kyle Allen's going to be in the clutch. And a bunch of people are saying, especially on ESPN, that Kyle Allen doesn't turn the football over. But that's not true. He has 6 fumbles in his 4 starts as a quarterback. That's not good. And 4 of them were lost. So, I mean, that's definitely a big issue. It was nice last game because he didn't fumble. And last game was probably his best game as a starter so far.
And even then, it wasn't challenging because Jameis made
sure of that. Exactly. Like, if anything, the Panthers probably should have won the game by even more than 11.
Yeah, it was an ugly game.
It definitely was. And, I mean, one thing we need to see out of Kyle Allen is if he can win a game when it's in crunch time. And that's one thing I haven't seen from him because he hasn't had to do it. I don't think he should be the starting quarterback the rest of the season. I don't know when Cam's supposed to come back. Panthers have a bye this next week. And Cam's supposed
– they're saying he'll start practicing next week.
Who knows what who knows how soon it's going to be before he actually plays, though.
And I guess it was a later game. Nick, are you okay with us going into the 49ers game next? Because this kind of pairs in. They play the 49ers after their bye. And, you know, I didn't know how legit their defense was because of the competition they had. They played the Bucs, beat the fuck out of them. They beat the Bengals, beat the Steelers, embarrassed the Browns. They go into Los Angeles, and they make Jared Goff look like the same Jared Goff we saw under Jeff Fisher. And Jared Goff looked bad this year, but the 49ers made him look worse. And, I mean, that's the game where I'm like, all right, let's see how good this kid is. I'm saying kid as if he's, like, not my age. Let's see how good he, you know, he is, because that's a really good defense. They're, and for all the struggles that LA has had, and this is where we can start talking about the 49ers game. For all the struggles that they have had, they still have the talent, and they still have the offensive genius and masterminding guru to improve. And I think the Rams are going to be held back by their quarterback play. And I also think that the 49ers defense is really, and I think like at the moment, Kyle Shanahan's probably coach of the year, because their defense is playing well and their offense is running the ball really well, and they're undefeated. And Jimmy G's looking like a solid game manager. So I think right now they're in sole possession of their division. And they still have to play the Seahawks twice. So, you know, there's still a lot left. But I think that, the 49ers might be legit. No, it's only
their running
game's
definitely legit. I'll say that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan knows how to get a running back going.
He's got two. No, he knows how to get two running backs going.
Screw it. No, he knows how to get three going.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, you know, maybe Atlanta should have given him all the money. They should have just fired Dan Quinn and given it a shot.
Honestly. I mean, no, in hindsight, but, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, they're looking good, and they're a really good team. Their D-line's pretty solid. I mean, they improved a lot, and they're going to be a pretty good team. They're looking like a really good team.
I feel like since the Rams are in this, we have to discuss Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, boy. The big trade acquisition. The Rams send 2020, a 2021, and then a 2022, 2020, 2021, first rounder, 2022, fourth rounder for Jalen Ramsey.
My question is, where are the Rams getting these first-round draft picks from?
They don't have a first-round pick the next 5 years.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah, they gave one in New England, I think, for Cooks, didn't they?
And then didn't they give up one for Peters?
Yeah.
Like,
my goodness.
Who they just traded to the Ravens. Yeah. And
they know what they're about. They don't care about the draft.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey, is he worth two first-round picks and, a fourth rounder? Is that what you said?
I think Jalen Ramsey's still a
the
really
Rams
good corner.
He's
not the
so.
Yeah. And,
but how much of
their corners have not, their secondary's not looking too good. And I think
Aqib Talib being placed on injured reserve, too.
Yeah, same with one of their safeties.
This doesn't fix their issues, though. This is.
It doesn't, but it's, you know, it's putting a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound. The Hello Kitty Band-Aid might help. I mean, I don't know because they're in win-now mode, in a way.
No, they totally are, with all those draft picks
but
being given up.
Yeah, but at the same time, how win-now mode can you be once it's contract season? Because Aaron Donald already got the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff got the bag, and Lord knows he's getting exposed for it.
Yeah, the Rams have some bad contracts they regret. The Todd Gurley contract, Jared Goff probably already.
Cooper Kupp's going to have to get paid. Same with Robert Woods is going to get money. They have a really good – like, that's the thing, man. Like, if you look statistically, like, Woods, Cooks, and Kupp, right, you're going to be like, Cooper Kupp's like a goat. I'm like, no. Robert Woods is also one of their better receivers. Brandon Cooks pretty good, too. I think Brandon Cooks has had a 1,000-yard season with every single season he's had, even as a rookie.
This is a top five.
I mean, they have the talent. And it's just like – and their O-line – let me go find it. But their O-line has been ranked – I mean, their O-line has been really bad, and, like, PFF – Pro Football Focus, they do rankings for every O lineman, and it's not looking good. Like, I think most of them are in like the lower half of offensive linemen. Gurley's hurt, and I mean Gurley's a big part of their offense, but Gurley, the issues with Gurley are going to continue. I still think Gurley should have gotten paid, because I think that running backs are being undervalued, and I get it, it's possible to find running backs, but like it's still kind of unfair what's happening to some of them. But yeah, Gurley's having – I mean, he has arthritis, and that's not going to just go away after this year.
Yeah.
It's going to linger.
So, So can we okay, I kind of want to focus on the NFC West. Did you guys want to bring the Seahawks in this?
Oh boy. Yeah, we can just bring their game up. And Johan, the Rams did put John Johnson on IR. Yeah, so they lost their starting strong safety.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can doesn't matter. But basically, PFF, which ranks all different positions and stuff, by how they decide to use it with their metrics and stuff, they basically every single Rams O lineman seems like to be in the bottom half of the league in their position. So their O line's struggling a lot, mm-hmm. and it's not helping them at all.
Yeah, if you want to bring the Seahawks in, they beat the Browns 32-28 in a kind of ugly game.
So, I mean, yeah, the reason I want to bring the Seahawks in this is because you look at this division, like, the Rams should be worried. The 49ers being 5-0, the Seahawks being 5-1 with Russell Wilson having arguably the best year of his career. The Rams, I mean, I don't know what to think. Like, they obviously have a bunch of talent, but they have such a hurdle to get over playing in a really good division, and they're 3-3 now. Two games back of the 49ers, 2.5 actually. Or no, I guess it would just be the bye throws it off, but they're three losses behind the 49ers right now. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting when those two teams play. I mean, but the Rams could very well miss the playoffs because of this division.
Yeah.
And they're really talented on offense to be missing it. Their defense. Their defense last year, I guess the last 2 years have been pretty good, but yeah, man, they're in serious threat to miss out. And if Russell Wilson keeps playing like this, man, I still think that I think the Seahawks are going to end up winning the division just because I think that you have that guy at quarterback.
So,
but
one question I have with the LA teams, I mean, do you get burnt out having to? They don't really get home games. Like, they're playing neutral games and they're playing away games. I wonder if at a certain point that, like, burns your team out. Because I feel like the comfort of being at home can relax you a little bit. But, like, this game right here, the 49ers fans showed up in force. And
yeah, but that's also, like, what, a three-hour drive?
But still, you look at Rams games in the past, like, teams from across the country are filling up their stands.
Well, that's on the NFL and the Rams and Chargers for not knowing their fan bases, because if we're being honest, the one team that should have been in LA is going to Vegas. Like, the Raiders should have been the team in LA, because I'll tell you this, if the Raiders went to LA, they would not be playing neutral site games. It would be it'd be even worse than how it is. They have a lot of fans showing up.
I think the Chargers were a mistake bringing them to LA. Yeah. I don't know
the Chargers,
what they
honestly
they
should just go to London.
Yeah, the Chargers should be the team to go to London, honestly.
In the Chargers, I guess we might as well just talk about the Chargers now, too, for the few seconds they deserve. The Chargers had a home game where it was mostly Steelers fans, and they played the Steelers, like, anthem songs in Los Angeles. I mean,
yeah, it was
they don't
bad.
Have a home field.
And they're not looking
good. They play 16 away games.
They scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. It was all just some stupid shit that Philip Rivers
attempted
to come back and
but like,
and it wasn't that close, man.
You look at these
they
teams,
were embarrassed.
The Chargers 1-3 at home, and then the Rams 1-2 at home. They're struggling at home a little bit.
Might as well go to Vegas. One of them should go. The Chargers should go to Vegas. At least they'll have people in the stands because gamblers.
Like
yeah.
The fact the Chargers aren't even going to own the stadium, their new stadium they play in. They're leasing
yeah, they're
that to the Rams.
Rent.
Like
oh, first of the month, why don't we go pay Stan Kroenke?
I just, man, the NFL really screwed up with the whole
Los Angeles.
I just got what you said, Nick. I don't know why I didn't. It just processed.
Yeah, first of the month is rent day.
Imagine if they pay their rent late.
They come back, the door's locked. Let us in. You can go
hey, bro,
we have the Emirates to complain.
Hey, we lost the key, bro. We lost our key.
Charging the re-entry fee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so you
no,
get the
man.
In the stadium. You got to park in the
you got to find your own parking outside.
Goodness.
You just see Austin Eckler walking while you're – like, you decided to stay, chill out in the stadium, take pictures and everything. You just see Austin Eckler walking. It's like, hey, bro, aren't you Austin Eckler? He's like, yeah, what about it?
Yeah, you really got to feel for the Chargers, man. They don't have a home.
The players got to get there at like 7 a.m. so they don't have to see any of the fans there. They got to get there before tailgate. these spots are reserved for Chargers players. But yeah, man, it's an ugly look for both LA teams, but oh man, my pick was so bad. My pick was so bad.
Oh my lord.
Their defense isn't as good, man. Their offense is looking like trash. Ugh, they're a mess.
And this game wasn't even really close.
It wasn't. No, this was a blowout from the beginning.
It wasn't. It's just Phillip Rivers doing it for his 8 kids.
Honestly, like I don't even know the Steelers starting quarterback right now.
Isn't it? What is it called? Like Duck Delvin Hodges something. Or something like that?
It's Delvin Hodges.
Oh my gosh. Nick, if you would have said that name in your segment, I wouldn't have guessed
it. You would have guessed it. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Let's move on to the other important games.
Hey, so Hunter Henry's back, about though. Enough. Nice to see that.
He had a good game.
Yeah.
The game I want to talk about, the Chiefs got their second loss in a row at the Texans.
Oh, Patrick Mahomes is not good.
His first ever losing streak.
His first loss at a 1 p.m. time slot, by the way. I think all of his losses come at all his losses come at prime time except this one.
Oh, look out. Look out, it's Midwest Andy Dalton.
All right. No.
Patrick Mahomes is looking shaky in the light. I'm kidding, man. 273, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. I think he's not having such a bad shitty season. 14 touchdowns, 1 pick. Patrick Mahomes might be overrated, guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, you knew he was going to replicate his 50-touchdown season. That wasn't going to happen.
But maybe people knew that.
People have kind of found a way to play against him, I think.
Against Patrick Mahomes is keep him off the field.
Just keep him off the field. It's like Carlos Hyde has no business touching the ball. What is it? He touched it 27 times, 26 rushes, 116 carries, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
He has no business doing that. Like, that's not a lot of
that. That you say keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, the Chiefs can't stop the run. I mean, if Carlos Hyde's going for 116 and a touchdown, dude, I'm going to go for 50.
Goodness. I mean, the thing is, do you guys think the Texans are for real?
I don't know.
Random question, or this is more of a random scenario. If the Chiefs somehow play the Panthers, McCaffrey's had to have a minimum 60 touches.
Oh, 60 my God. Touches.
And dude,
he might rush for 300.
Super Bowl. He has to rush for 300 or 400. Because the Texans, hey, man, if they play with Kyle Allen, Kyle Allen might have a good game now that I think about it. He might be solid because that Chiefs defense is trash. The Chiefs should have given up everybody to get Jalen Ramsey. But
yeah, you honestly, really have to wonder why they didn't.
But, yeah,
you're talking about a team that's in the win now. Do you have to win now with Mahomes?
Kansas City and Philadelphia are in the same boat, except Nelson Aguilar isn't dropping passes for Patrick Mahomes when they're playing Atlanta in a totally winnable game. But
the Falcons only win.
I mean, that's why, you know, as bad as Kansas City has done. They're not even playing horribly. It's just that their defense can't make a stop.
Yeah, both their losses came at home too.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. I
think they will.
I mean, I'm not looking, worrying about that. Looking at the scoring breakdown, like the Chiefs scored 17 first quarter points, and they only scored 7 after that.
Just hit him with the cover 4 prevent.
But I mean, I think back to the Texans, like. They're a Saints, I don't remember how long that field goal was, but, like, if the Saints missed that field goal in that first game, they're 5-1 right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, their only bad loss was to the Panthers, but, I mean, the Texans look pretty good. And Deshaun Watson, I think I heard in his last 75 snaps, he hasn't been hit or sacked.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, that their offensive line is starting to play a little better, and that's very important. I think that if they can keep Watson up, they're going to be a pretty good team. And I think that Watson's probably an MVP candidate.
And
the narrative is funny because it's not like Watson outplayed him. Like he ran for more touchdowns, but passing wise, Mahomes still played really well.
Yeah, and Deshaun Watson had 2 picks.
It's so crazy how narratives work. Because like Mahomes, they lost the second straight loss, and it's Mahomes played well. It's just. It, it's just fucking their defense can't do shit.
So my question is Mahomes a top three MVP candidate right now?
Yeah,
he has to be.
So who would you guys put in there?
I still put
McCaffrey, Mahomes, Wilson.
Oh, my list is Wilson, McCaffrey, Mahomes.
I wasn't ranking them. I was just listing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was listing my top. That would be my top three. Oh, so the Cowboys, would Jets Sean highlights Watson are coming be fourth
on your list.
Yeah, maybe. I could go with him fourth. I think Lamar is like a really dark horse if we think about it in a way.
Lamar,
kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's in the top seven.
I think the blessing of the Chiefs is that the rest of the division has been.
The Raiders are bad. Who knows what we think about the Raiders, but
I don't know what to think about them because they beat the Chiefs. I mean, not the Chiefs. They beat the Bears. They beat the Bears.
But what do we think? What do we know about the Bears?
We don't because we know that their defense is absolutely amazing.
Hang on, didn't the Bears beat the Vikings? Right.
Yeah.
What do we know about the Vikings?
Did the Bears beat the Vikings?
Wow. I mean, you know what? In all this clarity, there's still so much that's not clear at all with the NFL. I mean, we're week six, man. Yeah. But it's still just so confusing because.
All right.
I'm going to get it. The Dolphins are the worst team in the NFL.
Speaking of the Dolphins, the garbage bowl, Redskins, Dolphins.
Adrian Peterson, AD.
The tank for Tua Bowl.
I was listening to Dan Levitard show, and the funniest thing, I forgot who said it, but they brought up a funny thing. It's like when the Dolphins at the end went for two, were they going for two or were they going for Tua? And I thought that'd be clever because I'm like, yeah, because maybe they don't want to win. And it's weird because
Kenyon Drake dropped the ball on purpose.
The Dolphins went from starting Rosen, taking out and putting in Fitzpatrick. Monday, Flores says Josh Rosen's our starter. Yesterday or today, Fitzmagic is our starter. And it's just weird. It's a really sad time in Miami.
Yeah.
It'd be okay. I guess they have Tyler Herro and that's it.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I mean, that game was, I didn't watch it. I don't know if y'all did, but 17-16 sounds just like it, you know, sounds about right.
The Dolphins actually came back a little bit too.
But it's nice to see Adrian Peterson still has the juice.
The Redskins won 17-16. I want to tell you, this Eagles-Vikings game was something.
Kirk Cousins, you know?
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, guys.
He's still a bum. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, that secondary's not good.
Hey, it's still a 1 o'clock game, so of course Kirk Cousins is going to show up in 1 o'clock.
Keep the lights off. Keep the lights off.
Hey, man, it's not going to be fun when he has to play a 4 o'clock game and then they have to turn on the lights because it's daylight savings.
This dude still has to play 5 primetime games.
No way.
Yes. Lying. No, yep. He's not lying. He's not lying.
What are their primetime games?
They get two Sunday nighters, two Thursday nighters, and a Monday.
Okay, ooh. So they play the Redskins next Thursday night.
Yes! Yes!
They got the Cowboys.
Okay, Seahawks. That's a beautiful. Bro, if he manages to lose that primetime game.
At the Chargers in primetime.
Bring back Joe Webb. Put him in. Christian Ponder.
Oh,
Tavares Jackson, right?
Oh, I think so.
Tavares King, I think.
Oh my gosh, dude. If he manages to lose to the Redskins on primetime.
Oh, we're going to have a field day.
And the Redskins' primetime schedule. I mean, their primetime record isn't good because Kirk Cousins isn't good in primetime.
Oh, man.
Him and Dalton, dude, they're special. As soon as those lights turn on. They're special, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh. The Vikings won 38-20. I mean, that Eagles secondary is.
They get the Chiefs at 1.
They're still hurt, though.
Hold up. They get the Chiefs out of 1 p.m. They might have a chance. They might do it. Kirk Cousins might do the damn thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, bro, throw in Dalvin Cook as an MVP candidate. Someone. Not against.
Low key, though.
Didn't play well against the Eagles, but that's because their D line's great. kudos to them for beating a really bad secondary.
Yeah. I was talking about the Saints beat the Jaguars 13-6. I mean, this game was just
I didn't Saints watch it, are but winning I kept ugly. The score, and it was weird.
Yeah.
And Minshew Mania is dwindling down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
this game had nothing exciting in it.
Look, man, glorified game managers getting exposed one Sunday at a time. It's true. Like, Nick Foles, as much as I call him average, I still think he's better than Minshew. And I think that if Nick Foles played all year long, they'd probably be in some sort of decent playoff position, which I don't know if they are. They're not.
I mean, I think Jalen Ramsey leaving has really hurt their defense, though.
Yeah.
Like, of course, this game, they only allowed 13 points, but, like, I mean, you can tell the Jags defense, what?
Two years ago, this Jaguars team was a bad call away from a Super Bowl. Kind of 2-4.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes.
Shoot, last year they beat the Patriots, and we thought they were the greatest team on the planet. And then they lost to the Chiefs. Not really, but you get what I'm saying. Well, we thought we thought that they were sliced bread, man.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know. I'm just going to keep forcing us through here. The Ravens beat the Bengals. What do you fucking do?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson had 152 passing yards with a touchdown. That's pretty good for a tight end.
Fucking 19 for 152, bro. That's...
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Like, what do you do?
I mean, they're the Bengals. Yeah, the fuck do you want? Pop quiz. One question, pop quiz. Who is the Bengals' number one cornerback?
Dre Kirkpatrick.
Nope, he's out. Linebacker. He's injured.
Oh.
Three. Two. One.
The local cashier at their Walmart.
Pretty much. It's B.W. Webb.
What Yikes.
Why not B. Webb? Just B.W. Now it's B.W.W.
All right. The Falcons dropped to 1-5.
Oh, yeah,
they
Matt
lost
Bryan.
To the Cardinals because they missed the extra point.
Falcons the Falcons suck.
It sucks to know that my Eagles pick for the Super Bowl is being hindered because they lost to the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Cannon, but this team sucks.
And you know what's funny? Matt Ryan had a really good game. Like, a historically great game, but his defense absolutely blows. And he's still Pat Ryan, don't get me wrong, because I'm pretty sure they had to make a comeback for this one.
They did.
And so Pat Ryan still lives.
We need to get Cannon on this.
No, I don't need that, because then he's going to call me a moron and bring up actual analytics because he knows too much about the Falcons. Because here's one thing, right? If you're a Falcons fan, there's only one thing you should know, and it is what alcohol gets you drunk the fastest, okay?
Chinese rice wine.
Not fucking, yeah, man, you know what? The Falcons are bad, but it's because their O-liner are rated this. They give up this amount of sacks, and Matt Ryan's pressure. No. I don't need that. I don't care about the Falcons that much. I picked them to be good this year. I'm frustrated. I don't care about you Falcons fans.
How do you
fans,
lose
this,
to the Cardinals?
This affects your optics on me, as a trustable source, which I'm not. I'm not paid to do this. So I don't care about my opinions as much. I threw out the Chargers being a 16-0 team, damn it. You should have known this was coming when I picked the Falcons being good for the last 2 years.
John, you should continue that. Maybe you're the jinx.
Maybe I'm the jinx. Guys, I should have picked the Rams to do really – maybe I did. Maybe I had some sort of Rams jinx. Hasn't worked on the Patriots yet, and I hope it doesn't. Knock on wood.
All right, it's time to move on.
All right.
I'm okay with doing this more.
The Broncos.
You have next week once they get shit on by the Rams.
The
They're going to make Jared Goff look good. talk about it more at that point then. I'll go on a tangent then. All right, go ahead, Nick.
Broncos Titans. 16-0 Broncos.
Another shitty team.
Go ahead.
Fucking Marcus Mariota 7 for 18, 63 yards for 2 picks. And who do you go for in bad times? You call Ryan Tannehill, who was 13 for 16, 144, and a pick.
Who you gonna call? Ryan Tannehill.
Bro, you know it's bad when you get benched before Joe Flacco. Like, what the hell?
You know it's bad when Ryan Tannehill. You know it's bad when you get benched for Ryan Tannehill. Yeah.
Holy crap!
Oh my god,
bro, bro. Okay, how so
this team beat the Falcons.
This team,
Mariota looked good in that game too.
This team blew out the Falcons.
Bro. You pay $9 million to Adam Humphries for 47 fucking yards. Adam Humphries legit said, I don't want to go to the Patriots. They wanted another white receiver. Just go. Go, damn it. You're white. You play. You catch balls. Why not go play with Tom Brady? So
oh, man.
Your owner likes to visit Chinese masseuses. What's not to like there? No, I want to go play with Marcus Mariota. Let me go play with Ryan Tannehill. Let me go to a place where Derrick Henry will run for 1.9 yards a game against one of the worst defenses in the league.
Derrick Henry to Lamar Miller. His ceiling is 23 carries for 53 yards.
Except Lamar Miller should be doing what Carlos Hyde is doing. I hate the NFL, dude. Like, look, man.
The Titans are... What? Hey, the Titans beat the Chiefs a few years ago in the playoffs.
Yo, and it was because of the Marcus Mariota tip drill. What was it? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Where he, like, threw it and tipped off. He got it. Corey Davis went off that whole damn playoffs. I hate the NFL.
You hate the Titans.
I hate everybody. That's not in reality. I'm tired of this sport, bro.
We need to stop talking about the Titans. Let's move on to a game where we all have equal opportunity to make fun of a certain team. The Cowboys lost to the Jets.
How about them Cowboys?
I remember like it was 3 days ago. I was sitting in the theater waiting for the Joker to start. And I'm just, me and Hayden are staring at our phones like, I wonder if the Cowboys are going to miss this 2-point.
They did.
Sure
they
did.
You're watching the clown show before the clown show actually started.
Bro, like, oh, man, I thought they were going to do well too. I think all of us basically written them to be had them written as a really good NFC team. And then here we are, them losing to Mono Boy. Fucking Sam Darnold. And they had a real, and like, their defense has been touted. And here they are, allowing Sam Darnold to come back from a disease that's caused by kissing.
Dude,
he played well.
He's getting women, man. What's he supposed to do?
Oh, bro, like, I'm telling you, these last few games we reviewed have actually been really funny.
You could say Dak and Darnold went at each other mano y mano.
Ah, shut up. Bro.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, it's so sad because Dak, with every game that goes by, sees his contract just lower and lower, and his manager's probably like, damn, that's a percentage I'm missing out on. And it's just so sad because the Cowboys looked so good, but anybody looks good when you play the Dolphins. You know what the Cowboys might need? To play Atlanta.
That's exactly...
You know what? The Cowboys should... Hey, bro, if we need the NFL to start being like the NCAA in a way where you just call up the Montreal Alouettes for a game, you pay them $1 million. You pay them $1 million to boost morale.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, Dak's not looking too good. The play action isn't working. Come over here.
The Toronto Argonauts, get down here.
Which they do because they play the Eagles secondary.
Wait, couldn't you argue this was supposed to be that game, though?
Yes! But I don't know how. Look, man, you come with an enlarged spleen and you pull up and you embarrass a team. Everything's confusing NFL, and it's not at the same time.
We just need to get off. We need to get away from these games. Let's talk about a real game.
Oh, it's going to get even more fun with this one.
All right. We've already talked about the Chargers and Steelers. The Lions and Packers Monday night game. The Packers advanced 5-1, 23-22 win.
Nick, how does it feel to be gifted a game?
Okay, no, this is what I have to say about that. I do not care. I don't care.
The Packers won.
The Packers won. I don't care.
Well, if I'm a Patriots fan, I've seen my team.
How many times have the Packers been victimized by shit refereeing?
You're going against the Lions, though. How many times have they been victimized by being the Lions?
So what? The Fail Mary. You know,
No. Dez Bryant has a reason to go to Lambeau and hate everybody.
That wasn't a bad refereeing call. That was just a bad rule that exists.
But that's and the thing is that NFL officiating has been pretty shitty all year long.
And the Packers got screwed over against the Eagles on a lot of calls.
You know what? In life, there's four certainties: death, taxes, bad officiating, and the Falcons having trash defenses.
Sure.
I'm going to bash them all night
long. Yeah, if the Lions wanted to win, they wouldn't have kicked five field goals. They would have scored a second
Hey, you say that to your fantasy team.
Listen. The refs didn't win the game for the Packers, but they handed the game to the Packers, and the Packers took it.
Trey Flowers, that I think I heard that going into this game, Trey Flowers had never had unnecessary hand, or what was the call?
Illegal hands to the face.
Illegal hands to the face. He had never been called for that, and he got called for it, I think, twice this game.
Mm-hmm. And that second neither one was, of them were even close.
One of them, like, I guess it looked like when I first saw the replay, I'm like, his hand is clearly, like, by his face, like, it's right at his neck. I'm like, I see it. And then they go, and it's like, no, it's on his shoulder. Like, it's on, like, it's there.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And it looks like it.
But... Hey, you don't win with field goals. You win with touchdowns.
So, in my opinion, the Packers, I mean,
If the Lions hadn't kicked five field goals in the red zone, they'd have a gripe here. But they don't.
You know,
they had a gripe regardless. They should have had a chance to go down the field. I'm sorry, Matt Stafford couldn't
score a touchdown after 7 minutes in the first quarter.
In my opinion.
I'm sorry.
In my opinion.
Matt Prater had to carry us to an almost win.
In my opinion, they're the Lions. I think the Lions should be 4-0-1.
Ha! All right.
Yeah, the Lions. I mean, the Lions
should be. No. You can't say should be. If we're just going off bad refereeing decisions, saying should be, then the history of the NFL is going to change here. If the Lions,
yeah, look, you know what?
If this game was like 46-47, the Lions had done every single thing they needed to do to win, and then that final penalty happens, then all right, nah. Then the Lions would have a reason to legitimately claim they won this game. But
encouraging performance from
Aaron Rodgers to back times in the red zone after the first quarter. I don't care. You can't kick five field goals and say you deserve to win.
Yes, you can.
Don't let an undrafted rookie receiver off the practice squad.
Nah, we watched the Super Bowl that it's possible.
Get a touchdown.
We saw it's possible to win with field goals.
The Saints did it.
Don't get stopped. Cowboys. Don't get stopped five times in the red zone. I don't know what to tell you.
Listen, all I'm saying is
don't let Alan Lazard, the undrafted rookie, off the practice squad.
The refs rob the Lions for a chance to hit you with 100 receiving yards. The refs robbed the Lions. I think we can agree with that, right?
The refs hadn't implemented something into the game.
So you don't agree the Lions got robbed?
No, not really.
How did they not get robbed?
Because they kicked five field goals and scored one touchdown.
Shaft.
So you were saying
if you don't do what you need to do to win, you don't deserve to win.
So the Saints didn't deserve to win against the Rams.
No, because they didn't win.
But that's not the point you were saying when that game happened.
It was an awful call, but we fucking oh well.
No, you were literally arguing the Saints should be in the Super Bowl.
Hayden, you're also arguing with a guy whose team just won a game division where
the Vikings are also 4-2. I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of the situation.
No,
okay?
You are.
Oh, we want to talk about hypocrites here, do we?
No.
Do we? That's what I thought.
We don't want to talk about LeBron.
Okay, look.
If Matt Stafford is all this, if they deserve to win, you score a touchdown. You need one touchdown in 45 minutes. Actually, no. One touchdown in 52 minutes of game time. One touchdown and you win. And you can't do that, you don't win. I do not care what happens to you. I don't care if you get to play the game 12 people on defense and you only get five people on offense. You don't deserve to win.
But the fact there were many bad calls that went the Packers' favor in this fourth quarter that you, changed that
the,
could have
the
potentially...
only touchdown the Lions scored was a fourth and goal where you could say there was no view where Kerryon Johnson crossed the goal line. It was just one dude said yes, one dude said no. I know you've seen that picture.
Okay, but I mean, Nick, I think if this was the
we
want to
go
way,
bad call for bad
you
call,
would be furious right now,
and I would.
But his team didn't. Hayden, that's the thing I'm trying to tell you. You're not going to win this argument because his team didn't lose.
Yeah.
No, no. All I needed for Nick to say was that he agrees that if it went the other way, he would be furious. That's all.
But
I
that's part of like, being a fan of your team.
To be fair, any of us.
To this day, you complain about the Super Bowl catch no catch for Jericho Cotchery.
Yeah, but that didn't lose the Panthers the game.
I just saw Matt Bryant miss.
It didn't lose the Panthers the game. But I still, I bitch about that. Of course I bitch about that, because it was a bad call. But the Panthers lost that Super Bowl because
I thought Mario Manningham's didn't have
catch
in bounds.
Well, you're paying Matt Stafford all this money. He should score more than one touchdown.
You know, maybe don't get killed in a Aaron Hernandez.
Because he didn't kill any. He didn't score any touchdowns.
That was a bad one. I shouldn't say that.
I feel bad for Lions fans, though.
They
don't get anything nice.
Hey, bro, I feel bad for Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. They can't fix shit.
The Packers are better for business. How about that?
Okay. Well,
the Lions have had some tragic losses over the past few years.
I don't care. That's a division rival.
You think of the Calvin Johnson catch where he set the ball down and it was incomplete at the end of the game? That sucked.
Let's move on because we're nearing.
I just want to answer. Should the Lions have scored more than one touchdown against a supposedly fraudulent Green Bay defense?
Y'all still are frauds in my
book. You guys got burned deep.
Then why didn't they score more than one touchdown?
Because red zone. I don't know.
If you can't score in the red zone, then
not disagreeing with you. Lions,
fuck out of here. You don't deserve to win if you can't score a touchdown.
See, I don't necessarily hear that logic, but the
if
Lions,
you can't score a touchdown in 60
I'm
minutes
sure
of game
there's been
time,
like a,
then
I'm pretty sure there's been a 3-2 game in the NFL.
There hasn't been.
The Saints literally won 12-10.
Yo,
this
we
year.
Need that Scorigami. I want that Scorigami. That 3-2 or 2-0 win. I need that. That's the best Scorigami of all time.
Oh man,
I need that.
Not with these rules.
I think a 0-0 game would also be a Scorigami too.
Oh, I'll take any of these. I like all these options. Is there a way we can fix this to happen? Gambling's becoming legal at some point. I'm just gonna pay off next time to the Redskins and the Dolphins. Let's go back in time, and I'm gonna just tell them the point shave. Jamal Williams at the end of the game, but like in the second quarter, as soon as they get to the red zone.
A student that called in a bomb threat to the Alabama A&M game because he was losing his bet, so he wanted the game to stop. So
hey,
the bet
bro,
didn't
look.
Count.
I'm a gambler myself. Anybody who knows me knows I like myself. I love losing my money, my hard-earned money on stupid sports shit. I'm not calling it a bomb threat because I'm losing. Like, I'm not, like, let's say I pick. Oh, man, that Dolphins Redskins game would have been amazing to put money on. Let's say I pick like Redskins let's say I pick them to win by three. Which I forgot what the line was for
I
that
think that was
one. Was
the
it?
Line. Three
it was?
And a half,
let's say
like
I picked that. There's no way I'm calling it a bomb threat just because my team's losing. That's on you for thinking it's that serious or putting that much money. It can't be that serious to put so much money on a game like that that you're calling in bomb threats. I don't know, man. Gambling's weird. And I love that it's going into sports, but also don't. Because then we're going to have Mike Dean in the NFL at some point. Nick knows who I'm talking about.
Shut up.
We're going to have him. I forgot the name, but do y'all remember, like, there's an NFL. I don't know if y'all remember.
I'm going to cut you off. We need to move on.
Yeah.
All right. I get to make fun of teams now.
Nick. Your shitty teams.
The shit list. Just off principle, I decided the team that won the Tank for Tua Bowl was going to be number 5 on here. But then I decided I can't pick on the Dolphins because, you know, the Dolphins. So the Falcons, they get number 5.
Yes!
What an embarrassment, man. These people, there were people thinking the Falcons had Super Bowl aspirations. And then they're 1-5. And they're a drop touchdown from 0-6. I mean, this is a sad timeline. This is the darkest timeline for the Falcons.
Nah, 28-3 is pretty dark. Come on, man. That was a dark time.
Oh, that was dark, but it's not like they're helping.
The Falcons window is closing, man.
Yeah.
Closing? You mean closed?
I wouldn't say it's closed because they still have talent, but it's closing. It's closing fast.
You know what's weird, though? Like, the Eagles was such a bad secondary. And I'm going to model the Eagles around this because I think that they're just as talented as the Falcons are. Why is it that with such a bad secondary and, like, you have a defensive head coach, how can you not figure it out the same way? Like your defense doesn't have a secondary, but there's got to be talent somewhere else. Like, Deion Jones is a pretty solid player. They still have, like, Grady Jarrett and like, a couple of solid players that are good. How is it that your team's just so bad on defense with a defensive head coach? And I get it. Injuries are unfair. But there are teams that are also very injured, and their defense can still make stops.
I saw a play on
– keep games.
There was a play on Twitter where the Falcons' defense literally didn't account for David Johnson on a play in which he burned them. They just like, no, we're not covering David Johnson. He had a wide-open pass and got a bunch of yards. So, I mean, Dan Quinn, man, what's going on?
He's got to be fired soon.
Time to insult the Cowboys because they suck. They went from 3-0 beating the JV NFL teams. Now they're 3-3 because they lost to the winless Jets. Come on, man.
I still think winless is unfair because Sam Darnold was pretty
– winless. Winless is unfair. It's a fact. They were 0-4.
Yeah, but like Luke Falk.
Okay, they were 0-4.
Okay.
It's still winless, the Jets.
Winless
it's still – the Cowboys, man, accident waiting to happen. Trash. It's happening.
It is happening.
How are you going to allow a 92-yard touchdown to Robbie Anderson?
How is Jason Garrett still a head coach?
I don't know.
I remember when he became head coach, too. Like
He gives Jerry Jones an Asian masseuse treatment.
But, like, and that's fine. But, like, at some point, Jerry's got to get his head out of his ass and just, like, all right, guys, I can't be in this much control. Like at some point, man.
His ego's too big.
It is, and it's off three Super Bowls that were won, like, 20 years ago. And that's because he had two generational talents in Michael Irvin and oh, my God. Emmitt Smith. Fuck, how did I forget that? Troy Aikman wasn't even that great.
Let me make fun of more teams. Number three is the Titans. Good God, how do you bench Marcus Mariota for white Marcus Mariota? This is sad. Yo,
and their stats are literally the same if you look them up.
This is a sad timeline. Oh, this team was talking trash about how they're going to beat the Patriots 2 years ago. Look at them now. You hate this. You love to see it, actually. The shitty AFC. But now, for the first time, some non-NFL teams on the shit list because they deserve to be here. Number two.
I know this is going.
The Atlanta Braves. Oh, my God. We had such high hopes. Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Freddie. God. This team lost 13-1 in the final home game of the divisional series.
I'm not going to lie. So I'm
11 runs in the first inning.
Last week,
three pitchers in the first inning.
Last week when I was driving back home from school, I'm like, I'm going to go catch this game, you know. I'll go watch it, and it'll, you know, be interesting. And then I'm driving, and I just see – I don't know who it was. It was one of y'all, but one of y'all was like, oh, this is a horrible start. Goes to what? It's like 10-0.
Horrible start is an understatement.
Yeah, because – and the, you know, beautiful poetry is that Freddie Freeman made them error after talking shit about Acuna the whole
No, Freddie Freeman better shut his damn mouth. Freddie Freeman had one hit in this whole series and dared talk trash on the one dude who tried to carry us through this series.
But he's injured.
How are you going to let a 21-year-old carry a professional baseball team through the playoffs? Freddie got to step it the fuck up. I don't care if you have bone spurs. Either get your ass out of the game or you learn to hit a baseball. 1-for-32. Ugh.
Jeez, man.
Ugh.
1-for-32 is disgusting.
I don't know. That's probably way worse than he actually did, but I know he only had, like, one hit. And he struck out, like, 10 fucking times.
Wait, is your first worst team who I think it is?
I know.
Please. Please, dude. Yeah, it is.
Every year, these fans oh, this is the year we win it all. This is the year we take down Bama. For the last 10 damn years, I have had to hear people say this. You lost to LSU last year. This year, ranked number 3 at home. What were they? Were they 1-3, South Carolina?
On their third-string quarterback.
Third-string quarterback, because y'all had to go and take out their second-string quarterback because you couldn't stop him, apparently. And you lose to South Carolina, University of Georgia. Good riddance. Be gone. You have no place here.
The real USC.
God. Who the fuck is playing that?
Me.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
Hayden, you have any comments about your best kicker in the nation?
And you were there. Hayden, give us a live, give us your live comment. You were there, man. You could tell us from firsthand experience what the game was like.
What was it like watching Jake Fromm play like shit?
Okay, what was it like watching him play like Brock Osweiler in 2015?
How did it feel watching the number one kicker in the country miss 3 field goals?
How does it feel to know that 24 is Jake Fromm's daddy on the South Carolina defense? My bad.
Yeah, that Jake Fromm had a terrible game.
I'll give it
him. In double overtime, he missed a receiver crossing in the middle of the field that would have won the game. He didn't.
You
see
know
him.
What's absolutely crazy is that South Carolina didn't want to win that game at all.
No, yeah, they missed the 30-yard field goal in the first overtime, which would have won them the game. But Georgia didn't want to win. Georgia didn't want to win more than South Carolina didn't want to win.
Frauds.
I mean, the thing
Posers.
Is, though, like,
how are y'all going to let Michigan have a worse or better loss than y'all? They're
season,
the biggest
I mean,
frauds.
The season's not over.
It's not.
Listen to this,
this
man.
This isn't an LSU
Are y'all
going to
beat
man.
Bama?
I don't know. Are we even going to play Bama? Is it going to be LSU?
Regardless,
I think that's a legitimate question.
No, I still look. This is my prediction.
Y'all better go worry about Auburn
or A&M. Maybe A&M sneaks up on y'all.
Georgia still controls their own destiny. I'm not saying they win out, but everything is still in front of them.
Nah, man. If LSU or Bama lose, and then whichever those two loses, I still think they're in the playoff because LSU has an offense for the first time in fucking history.
Well, like, okay, but.
Like their quarterback is actually good.
Bama this year.
Assuming it happens, Georgia's still, if they win the SEC, they're in the playoff.
Fraudulence.
100%.
Frauds.
How'd it feel to gain hope with that touchdown late in the game and just to have it sucked away?
It wasn't great.
What were people's reactions?
Yeah,
how did they feel?
What was this great atmosphere in the stadium like?
Okay, so the fans, I mean,
when Blankenship
it being a noon
kick
kickoff,
wide.
The fans, it's going to take a little bit for them to get in the game, and it probably took until the fourth quarter for the fans.
Your fans have to be
game.
Drunk to cheer for this team? That's a sad existence.
Well, they don't sell beer in the stadium, so.
That's okay. Y'all got to
unless you donate
$25,000. Oh, man. Is
but
that
I mean, if we're being honest, yeah, it was definitely – the stadium was pretty bleak.
Hey, man, Bama's better. They only have to do $10,000.
Wow, only 10,000. Yeah,
man. So, like, I was looking. I want to go to a Bama game. I want to go see Bama UGA next year. And, you know, I'm like, let's see how season tickets work. I'm like, if they're like $50 a ticket, why not? I'm completely bullshitting. I just, out of curiosity, I'm like, what are season tickets at Bama like? It's like, yeah, just give a contribution of $10,000 and $50 per seat per game. And I'm like, y'all are wild. I'm like, some of these dudes care about football a lot.
Bro, that's
like,
how they got there. What else
bro,
they
like $10,000 is, I think, like what, $8,000 more than an NFL season ticket?
That's a hell of a lot more than an NFL season ticket.
Like, if I want to go watch the Falcons, a Falcon season ticket, I just could get it off a crackhead off the street. But, like you know, if I want to go to a Georgia
game.
The
Falcons
once,
have PSLs. You have to buy the seats, and then you buy the season tickets.
It was a joke.
I'm pointing out the flaws in your joke.
I'm going to go
thanks.
Thanks. Readily available
thanks for killing
for
the joke,
bucks.
Just like how Rodrigo Blankenship killed your season.
Yeah, if I can't be happy, you can't be happy, so.
I'm happy. I'm actually not.
And
I'm
you
happy
said,
because
no, you guys are saying killed the season. The season's not over. Everything
bro,
is still
y'all lost
in front
to
of
LSU last year, and we thought they were done.
Yeah, and Georgia almost got in, losing even another game.
But then, you know,
I guess almost is a win for Georgia. Hold up.
I want to say that in their two
No, last meetings, year definitely wasn't a win. But was saying that Georgia was done last year, but they clearly weren't.
I want to you know, then Texas beat y'all.
That game doesn't count.
It completely does count. Because y'all ridiculed Notre Dame players all night long. It was ridiculous.
They didn't get enough sleep. They were tweeting too late.
Exactly.
And then you show up, and like, you know what? Last time you were in the Sugar Bowl, I'm pretty sure you kicked Hawaii in the fucking dick. But this is, but then Texas goes in there and embarrasses y'all.
Game doesn't count my left fucking nut.
I saw all those t-shirts in elementary school about we beat Hawaii. I remember going to school and seeing all those t-shirts on the Hawaii Sugar Bowl win. What was it, 50-something to zero?
Yeah.
The Rainbow Warriors were clearly an inferior opponent.
All right. UGA just sucks dick.
All right.
Let's go.
Hayden, give us your power ranking.
Okay, I'm going to burn through this pretty quickly since we're probably going over on this.
We are.
So there's one team that I'm omitting here. I'm interested to see if you guys pick that up. But hey, number five, they dropped Kansas City Chiefs. This team's defense is not great. They're lucky to even still be on the list, to be honest. But they're still on the list because of Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is still, in my opinion, and you could argue he's not the best quarterback in the NFL right now, but he's still a very solid quarterback. So I put the Chiefs at five. Seattle Seahawks, MVP candidate Russell Wilson. They're at number four. Seahawks are looking great. Russell Wilson off to the best start of his career so far. And, you know, I normally hate Seattle, but I don't hate this Seattle team. I really like what Russell Wilson's doing. He's on my fantasy team, getting me points. I appreciate that. Seahawks at number four. Number three, Green Bay Packers. Knicks favorite team.
I was wondering. I know you're not going to drop them off for winning.
I don't remember what I have them last. Actually, okay, yeah, they were five last week. This week they are three. Aaron Rodgers, still a really good quarterback.
Tossing 35-yard touchdowns to undrafted rookie practice squad receiver.
Yeah, that was a
big.
That was a great throw. Aaron Rodgers led the come from behind victory. He still technically had that game winning drive in the fourth quarter to end it with the game winning field goal. I mean, yeah, the Packers look pretty good. I think their defense isn't as good as what Nick says, but Packers, nonetheless, number three team in the NFL.
I do. Before you go to number two, I have a fun fact to give you about come-from-behind wins. At home, since the year 2012, teams at home trailing by 13 points or more, the entirety of the NFL is 43-3, three being the tie, and 417 in those games. Aaron Rodgers is 5-4.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, like, I mean, you were worried in the chat. I don't know if you were trying to jinx things, but I was like, there's no way the Lions win this game. And clearly, it wasn't them screwing themselves over, but nonetheless, they still lost. And so getting on to number two, New Orleans Saints. I hate to put them at number two, but it's hard to argue what they're doing. They're winning ugly games. Their defense is stepping up. They held Gardner Minshew in check. I don't really know what that's worth anymore since he's kind of been struggling. But nonetheless, held the Jags to 6 points. Leonard Fournette, he didn't really go off. He didn't do too much. They held him in check. And, you know, once they get Drew Brees back, like I've been saying, they're going to be really tough to beat. And number one team, New England Patriots.
Woohoo!
So if you notice, the Niners were not on this list. That was the team that I left out. I think, of course, they're undefeated, but I'm taking any of these teams. And they probably came in sixth. But I still like all of these teams way more than I like the 49ers at this point.
All right, time to go to my favorite segment, our version of Who He Play For. Let's see if you guys – you went 0-4 last week. So I picked some easier players for y'all to guess.
Start with Johan first.
I planned on it. Okay. Johan, a known player, and I give this one to you because I think Hayden knows where he plays. Bruce Irvin.
Bruce Irvin doesn't he play for Oakland?
No, he plays for Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought he played for Oakland. He was in Oakland, wasn't he, for some time?
He was in Oakland last season.
That's probably why.
Hayden. Xavier Suafilo.
Yo, it would be mad if you gave him Xavier Rhodes.
This is supposed to be a player that I know?
Yeah, he's a starting offensive lineman for your team.
Oh, offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Right, say his name again. It's not going to help me.
Xavier Suafilo.
That doesn't sound like Christian McCaffrey.
The Rams.
Nope, well, it's the Cowboys.
Damn it.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Johan Akeem Spence.
Fuck! Are you giving me this? Oh, my gosh.
You know this player.
I know Akeem Spence, but I'm hurt because I can't think of where he plays. You hit me with a Patriot player last week. I don't know if you're going to hit me with it again.
The fact he hit you with a Patriots player and you didn't get it.
Yeah, well, you know what? That doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure he hit you with a Panthers player, didn't he?
He did not.
No, I haven't done that.
Let's go.
You'd have to dig deep.
Let's go Giants.
Nope, plays for the Eagles.
Oh, man.
Close, hey, same division.
Hey, John Kaminsky.
Oh, that's what's his
name? That's a damn word.
John Kaminsky?
That's a...
In relation to Frank Kaminsky?
I don't know.
What's his name? He married not Pam word, in Joe the won. Office. In the Office.
John Kransky? Something like that. Krasinski? John Krasinski.
Yeah.
That was Jen.
I don't know how I forgot Jim's name.
Who does this guy play for?
Can you repeat the name one more time?
Yeah, say the name.
John Kaminsky.
Bengals.
Nope, likes the Falcons.
Fuck.
0-8.
This can be tough because we have to get
again next week.
We have to guess 32 teams. You have a 1 in 32 chance.
We're gonna get it one day.
Listen, I gave Johan two players that he knew.
Yeah, and I just didn't know what team they played for.
Come on, Johan.
Yeah, that's on me.
We gotta get one eventually.
That's my bad.
Eventually. All right, let's move on to the pick'em.
Oh wait,
I shall lead.
Oh yeah, we do have pick'em. My bad. Sorry, I thought that
this.
I forget.
Thursday night game: Kansas City Chiefs, Denver Broncos.
Hey man, Broncos look better. Doesn't really matter.
Shut the hell up. The Chiefs aren't losing 3 in a row.
Yeah, Chiefs
they did.
All right, Los Angeles Rams, Atlanta Falcans. Let's make it 1 in 6, boys.
Bro, they're gonna make Jared Goff look good.
Rams dropped 50.
Ooh.
Bro.
Probably.
Bro. The over? What's. Sorry. Okay, so the Chiefs Broncos line.
The Rams covered over under themselves.
Bro. Yeah, I was gonna say that. The Rams cover the over under by themselves. It's 54. Jared Goff is gonna look like a professional quarterback. This Sunday, and it's
hold
because
on.
Unfortunately,
this the over under is 54.
Yeah,
bet the house, bet the house on that going over.
They're literally gonna have to go over because Matt Ryan's gonna have to score against them, right? And it's not like the Rams deep secondary is that great. And then you have the Falcons secondary, which I could probably play for. You know what? If the Falcons sign me, I'll play for them for free because I could probably. I couldn't. Never mind. But
you think you are?
Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods—they're all gonna eat. Gerald Everett might be eating. I forgot the name of their white tight end, but he might have a good.
Tyler Higbee.
Thank you.
Good thing I could have used him.
You should have. But like, oh my God, the Falcons.
We get it. You're picking the Rams, Dolphins, Bills.
Oh, Bills.
Bills. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Jacksonville Jaguars in the Minshew Mania is coming back, folks.
Let's see. The Bengals
AJ
are
Green might be
3-point underdogs.
First off, AJ Green's not going to play in this game.
Because
I think he's going to get traded. He needs to get traded.
Oh, come to the cold north. We accept you.
No, come on. Also the cold north.
Devontae Adams, AJ Green.
We lost to Antonio Brown, so might as well get another solid receiver. I'm going to take the Jaguars in this one.
As will I. I think they're a unanimous pick.
Oh, man. Our unanimous picks never go well.
Hey, you picked the Jaguars, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Minnesota Vikings, Detroit Lions. Oh, it's a 1 o'clock game. I was gonna say I'm picking the Lions, but
Vikings are 1 point favorites.
1 o'clock game. This is where Kirk Cousins is built to shine.
I'm still picking the Lions. They got to win one of these games. Like they're not playing bad. They've played really good their past two games. It's just unfortunate how they lost in each.
Nah, man, that Vikings defense is really, really good.
Don't care, Lions.
And it's not like the. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Vikings on this one.
All right, another. Did we all pick the Vikings, or did Hayden pick the Lions?
I picked the Lions.
He picked the Lions. Picked the Lions?
Okay, good. Packers-Raiders.
Packers are 6.5-point favorites at home.
This is a prove-it game for the Raiders.
Yeah.
I picked the Packers. I can't believe we're saying it's a prove-it game for the fucking Oakland Raiders. My gosh.
I think this game's actually going to be close, but I'm going to pick the Packers.
My one concern in this game, the Packers might be starting three undrafted receivers because Devontae Adams ain't going to play. Allison isn't gonna play.
Hey, you should have played who he played for with all three Packers receivers.
I kept listing them in the chat. Alan Lazard, fucking who are the bums out there? Jake Kumerow.
Hayden, do you know who Allison?
He's injured. Yeah,
he's not playing.
What about Hayden guy with the hyphenated last name?
Oh, Valdez-Scantling. Hayden literally doesn't know any receivers on the Packers.
No, I knew Valdez-Scantling.
Hey, Hayden.
Equanimee St. Brown is out for the year.
Damn it! I was going to say, Equanimee St. Brown played for.
Dude, have y'all seen his brother? You know his name?
No.
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He named after the Egyptian god of the sun, Amon-Ra. Hey, bro,
they all got some cool names. Those two got some great names. Like, imagine living life being named Equanimee. What can anybody say to you?
That family has like a YouTube documentary about them. The dad's like an Olympic weightlifter or powerlifter. The mom is like a former Miss America, and they married each other and reproduced based off their genetics.
Wow,
that's they just wanted to pump out them NFL babies.
It worked.
get the bag and divorce.
But yeah, I'm gonna take the Packers.
Oh yeah,
Packers. Because I don't think the Raiders are legit at all. But, you know.
We'll see. I could honestly see this might just be a game where Aaron Rodgers decides to hate all his receivers and lose.
It's kind of crazy, though. The Raiders' last two wins are the Colts and Bears.
Josh Jacobs will go off this game, though.
I freaking need him to with McCaffrey out.
All right. Houston,
Hayden,
Texans.
Your fantasy needs aren't important at the moment.
They are to me. I got to keep the undefeated season alive.
The Texans and the Colts are playing each other. I'm picking the Texans.
Colts are 1 point favorites at home.
This seems like a typical letdown game for the Texans.
It does, though. Doesn't it?
And this division loves to play around with 500 records or close to 500 records. I mean,
which means that the Titans are going to be a playoff team.
I feel like every team's going to go 3-3 in their division record. I'm just going to go ahead.
Bro.
I'm picking the Colts, man.
They always have a joke on the Levitard show, which is that the Titans are always around during the playoffs, or they're always like playoff contenders, but they never actually make the playoffs. And it's kind of funny because this division really is that like, it's gonna be like 9-7s or 10-6 or maybe 8-8s. They're gonna be
the
like
Titans
the NFC.
Literally have finished 9-7 each of the past 3 years.
The y'all remember like the NFC East of the Romo days where it was make it in an 8-8.
Oh my goodness. And the Cowboys would lose their final game.
Their
of the
final
season.
Game, whether it was
every
the Redskins or
time.
The Giants.
Yep. Or even
or the Eagles.
Even
yeah.
the Eagles. They all did it. They each beat them in consecutive they each beat the Cowboys in consecutive years.
Yep. And they go 8-8 or 7-9, and it was always disgusting.
That was like peak Cowboys banter right there. That was great.
Arizona. I've got some comments about this game. Cardinals Giants. Oh, it's on that game.
Oh, what's the line for that game, Johan? The Texans.
Colts are 1 point favorites.
Okay.
Arizona Cardinals, New York Giants. This game is going to be a fucking shootout.
Giants are 3 point favorites, and Saquon might be back, and
Evan Ingram might be back.
Oh,
this
seems
to be a damn
back.
Shootout.
Holy shit.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to look up the standings for the NFC East. Hey,
the Giants
are one game back.
If the Giants,
it's
oh,
looking
God.
Like the days of old.
If the Giants win this game, the Cowboys lose.
This isn't your This isn't your middle school NFC East anymore.
Guys, if the Giants win, they're at least going to be tied with the Eagles or the Cowboys.
They can't pass the Cowboys because the Cowboys have the head-to-head.
That is true.
But, like, okay, yeah, but, like, they're same record. That's what I mean. They'll have the same record as the Cowboys or the Eagles.
This isn't your older brother's Giants team. They actually have a quarterback, at least we think.
Danny Dimes.
I hope so. I'm starting Danny Dimes in fantasy. If you guys have
literally anybody that plays the Cardinals secondary is looking like a really good quarterback.
And get on the personal end.
Russell Wilson is going to do illegal things to that team, and they already did. I think Chris Carson and Russell Wilson did some illegal things to that team, if I remember correctly.
I don't think they played this year.
I swear they have.
Yeah, they have.
What?
Yeah, they did.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What? No, they haven't. You guys are scumbags.
Oh, you're right. They did. 27-10. They lost.
27-10. It was the week after they lost to Teddy Bridgewater.
Russell Wilson only threw for one touchdown, but he threw 22 for 28.
They played on September 29th.
They played the Giants. Are you talking about the Cardinals? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were saying they. Okay. Okay.
Jared Goff is going to do really well against the Cardinals. There we go.
I thought you were talking about the Giants.
Let's do it. 49ers are playing the Redskins.
Wait, who'd y'all pick?
I picked the Giants.
They have really bad red zone troubles. I'm going to take the Giants.
All right. Niners, Redskins. Yeah. We all know it's going to happen. This is the worst matchup of the day. Titans, Chargers.
Phillip Rivers. Titans are 2-point favorites.
Not Tannehill.
Oh, 49ers are 10-point favorites, by the way.
I'm 2-point favorites. Ryan Tannehill. Playoff Tannehill's coming to play.
Are you finally going to give Tannehill or are you going to do what you did last year where you picked the Dolphins to make the playoffs? And so
Titans are coming to the playoffs now. They got Tannehill's at the wheel.
Hey, bro, that's worse than Ole at the wheel. But, man, this is a disgusting game. Mark Spanier's only had two picks. That's crazy.
Give me Tannehill.
I'm picking the Chargers.
Come on, Johan.
Give me the...
Pick your poison.
Oh, man. I'm going to take the Titans. I'm so disgusted by this pick. Because I thought that Steelers game was going to be a gimme for the Chargers. They're playing with their third-string quarterback. And the Titans' defense isn't even that bad.
Hey, playing in Tennessee might be a friendlier environment than playing the Steelers in L.A.
Maybe. This is an intriguing game right here. Saints-Bears. This shit should...
Bears are 3.5-point favorites.
This game is going to be low scoring.
Oh, it's a 38.5-point line.
Johan, this is your chance at the 2-0 win.
The Jags held the Saints to 13. Their defense isn't as elite as the Bears. I'll let y'all pick first.
Johan, y'all got some kids in your house?
That's not me. I think that's Hayden.
There's some loud people outside.
Hey, man.
Oh, good Lord.
They're out here partying, trying to forget the events of Saturday.
Go throw a white claw at them. Maybe they'll shut
up. Literally a whole group of people just emerged out of nowhere. Holy shit.
All right.
If Baltimore you give Ravens, a college student a natty.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, can we talk about Saints Bears? Or something.
Yeah, we didn't. We're still in Saints Bears, aren't we?
Oh, this game's gonna be 3-2. Michael Thomas is gonna have 197 receiving yards.
Hey, man, Mitchell Trubisky off the injury list, I think.
Okay, wait. So, what was the line for this?
3 points. Bears are 3.5-point favorites. 38.5 over.
Bro, Vegas is not respecting the Saints at all. Saints were underdogs.
Bold talk
is
that defense and in Chicago.
I know, but the fact they weren't favorites against the Jags.
This is a Bears team. They just lost to the fucking Raiders. I mean,
I really hope the Bears win this, but you know, I feel like I've been picking against the Saints a lot recently, and they've just been burning me. So I'm gonna go with the Saints.
I'm gonna go with.
Come on, you love the Bears.
Pick them. I'm going with the Bears.
All right. Baltimore Ravens, Seattle Seahawks.
Two MVP candidates.
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle in this one. At home with the best quarterback in the NFL.
God. This is tough. Yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle. So Ravens, there you go. There's your free win.
Yeah, there's your free win. The primetime game, Eagles-Cowboys.
Oh, yes.
Give me all the Eagles I can
get. I'm excited for this primetime game.
I just want to see the Cowboys lose. I just want to see Dallas burn.
I'm telling you, man, if the Cowboys lose again, oh, my gosh. It's just adding to the Stephen A. fire, bro.
Oh, man.
I need him to go to Dallas for one of these games. What's the? I think if they play the Patriots, they'll end up going. Oh wait, no, but that's at Foxborough. I'm gonna take
the Eagles. No, they'll probably. If the Cowboys play at home on Monday night, they'll probably go to that game. They did last year.
Dallas has won both games last year. So that second one was wild. I remember.
Cowboys.
You know, I can't even pick. I don't even know. I don't even know if I want to pick the Eagles because I think this is going to be a good game for Dak. They're going to need Dak in this game because the Eagles are pretty good on run defense.
I'm picking the Eagles.
Wait, did we all pick the Eagles?
I haven't picked yet. I want to say Eagles.
Don't do it.
I'm going to take the Eagles in this one.
Damn, Cowboys just won.
Oh, 4-3 Cowboys. Monday night stinker. Patriots. Jets.
Actually, you know, okay, I don't think this game's gonna be as bad as what
I don't think so either. I keep telling, I'm like, look, the Jets actually with Darnold aren't bad, and they usually play us a lot tougher. Kind of.
What's
not really.
The line?
Ooh, 10.
Allergic to all your bullshit. Whoa.
Wow. 10 points.
Yeah, give me the Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots. Don't get me wrong. I just think that the Jets aren't as bad as everybody thinks they're going to. I don't think they're going to put on a shit show. They might. It's probably going to happen.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go.
Wait. I haven't picked yet.
I'm going to go 27-17 Patriots.
I'm going to go 24-13.
You know? I'm feeling a little saucy, guys.
Oh, boy.
I'm picking the Jets.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. You picked Mono, boy.
21.
All right, Hayden.
Wait, hang on. What's the Jets' path to victory? Is Tom Brady going to accidentally kiss Darnold on the lips and get Mono from him?
He kisses kids in his lips. It could happen.
Darnold's young enough, I mean.
Oh, hey, man. You know, I think with Sam Darnold back, Le'Veon Bell's going to be a lot better. And the Jets have...
Hold up. You think Le'Veon Bell's going to be able to run on this defense?
I don't think the Patriots have proven anything on defense yet. I don't know how good the Patriots
are. You haven't gotten dunked by them on fantasy football yet, have you?
Oh, I have, dude. They put 37 on me.
They put 32 on me.
I haven't played Tucker yet.
It hurts so much.
Oh, I have to see
them. I'm talking about in another league. Some guy put up 200 points on me, and he was led by the Patriots.
Hold up.
Defense.
You got 200 dropped on you by two different teams?
In two different fantasy leagues, yes.
When did I play?
Let me, Johan, I
dropped 35 on you with the Philly defense that 1 week.
Let me tell you, except this one's a double flex league. Yeah, he put up 203 on me.
Eight.
And it was
I put more points on you with less players. I'm just better.
Hey, double flex is cool. 37 points when they played Miami. That was a painful week, man. Also, I want to make our league double flex, but that doesn't really matter for this podcast.
The Patriots play the Browns when I have to play against them.
Nick, we also do tight end and kicker, so it's just literally adding one more player. I don't see the issue with it.
If I'm ever commissioner, two keeper, double flex, no kicker.
Hayden, both commissions can commit collusion because, like, what are they going to do? Tell the commissions to step down? So I think that if it comes down to it, one of us has to suck their pride up and just give it to and just help the other one.
We hold our own.
Yeah. We have to make sure both of us. We're
Shut
sticking
up.
With that.
All right, what we're going to do, whoever gets farther.
If I win, If I win, Johan, you lose your commissioner powers. You don't keep them.
Yeah, but I think Hayden will make me backup commissioner.
Johan has to give up his commissioner powers.
Which I don't want to because I don't see the point in it at this point. I've been commissioner for 2 years.
No, Johan, this is what we do, okay? Whoever goes deeper into the playoffs is the between us is the commissioner, okay? We don't give that up. We take the other person's side.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And then the loser gets back the commissioner duties. And then if
we have all the power.
And if it needs
to be, nobody just plays next year.
I'll give you Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, or DeAndre Hopkins, or you'll give me McCaffrey. I think we got a good idea you're going.
Dang. I guess me and Tucker will have to activate our plan then.
Oof. They're colluding, Hayden. We have to make sure we don't allow it in our clean league. But yeah. I don't know why you're picking the Jets. Bold strategy, Cotton, if you want to take the I think you are leading in the
It's because if you pick the Patriots it'd be a consensus and he's a closet Patriots fan.
Oh man.
Hey, no, you gotta have for me, I want a bold pick every week, and this is the bold pick. You know, the bold picks have been kind of 50-50 for me, but you know.
I will tell you that. I've had a lot of chalk picks and I don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't care.
What was my bold pick last week? I don't think I had it. Actually, did I have a bold pick was the Jags beating the Saints.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Almost did. I'm trying to see what my bold pick was last week.
My bold pick worked the week before that, though. I had the Raiders beating the Bears. So, you know, I'm telling you, it's 50-50, man.
I didn't really have a bold pick last week. A lot of my picks are chalk. All right, well, that's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, guys. Thank you for tuning in this weekend.
A long one.
Yeah, we just hope that that you guys enjoy the games this weekend. And, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
And we know most of you guys are Atlanta sports fans, so our sympathies for last week, which was a tough week.
Don't worry, Atlanta United will bring it home.
They play Saturday.
We fucking hope.
They play at home, and they can only win at home, so it's a good start.
Yeah, because they're fucking inept on the road.
All right. It's been another episode. We'll see y'all next week.